This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 295, Monday, April 25th, 2016, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Android Buffet Podcast, coming to you from an alternate location.
No, I am not in an alternate location. Well, because you're in an alternative location doesn't mean that we are in an alternative location.
But I manage the recording, and therefore all the recording equipment is different.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that we, or maybe it does. I don't know. Well, these things are complicated.
Well, let me ask you a question. When the studio is always in the same place, even when people call in at most radio stations?
I don't know, maybe.
Well, there's always a home studio.
Not necessarily. Is there? Are you certain?
No. But okay. What I have here is some classic equipment. This is where my old equipment goes to die. So the original podcast microphone came up here, along with the MG-102C, which is what I was down in Charlotte. The only time Jerry and I have worked in the same location. Then I have an old computer and a laptop providing the voice of Jerry. And I think it still needs work because something, I'm not quite sure what. I hope I didn't.
So are you saying that today we will have substandard audio quality?
That is theoretically possible. I thought I had everything licked, but for some reason I hear something. But I will attempt to edit in post.
Edit in post.
And I will be back at the location where next week. And I'm going to continue. I actually spent the entire day building this new studio. I invested an additional $30 in it, not counting that I brought up. So I've brought in a dedicated desktop computer, which is doing the recording, and I'm hoping to continue. So I will keep you posted on that for the backup studio. I had other upgrades here. I invested $30, so this is what $30 gets you, I guess. My apologies if things are not as good as...
But I'm sure that they will be, because you'll fix it in post. Fix it in post!
Anyway, so there's not much to talk about, honestly. I am here for Passover, and there were a lot of fun Passover weekend. I celebrated by reciting the and semaphore.
Okay.
I thought you were a naval, but you don't like semaphore.
I don't know what you mean.
They didn't teach you semaphore military?
I guess not. What is semaphore?
In this case, flags.
Oh. I could have learned flags if I wanted to, but it seemed like a really useless skill.
So, the tradition of Passover involves young children saying the four questions, which are four. And I have a long-standing doing one of the pages out of my book, 300 Ways to Say the, all the important ones, like how to say the four questions in Klingon. So, every year I pick one. So, this year I tried semaphore.
That had to take a while.
Hebrew semaphore. So, not English. I did, actually. But we go to... They weren't going anywhere.
So you got to fill the time with something.
No, we filled the time by talking about the Exodus for me. It's amazing how much in commentary and how many things I did not know. Did you know that Pharaoh was afraid of toilets?
I don't know who Pharaoh was.
Anyway, we'll save that for another day.
Okie dokie.
That would be Passover, which sounds very unappetizing. Anyway, moving along.
You know, I think you would be shocked if you had any idea how often you say something, and I have absolutely no clue what you're talking about.
Which part?
I mean, just in general. Let's just say it's not a minor percentage.
I find it interesting.
But that you talk about stuff and I just have no idea what you're talking about? That's true.
So how do I know to explain further?
Normally, if I want you to explain further, I'll say something.
But Passover is a holiday where you eat matzah, therefore Passover appetizing.
Is matzah not good?
Not particularly. You're forced to eat.
What happens when you get full?
Go to the supermarket, buy a box of matzah and try some. Tell me.
What is it? Is it cheese? Sounds like cheese.
It's unleavened bread. Basically, it's a
cracker.
Cardboard, we'll describe it.
Are you sure it's not a cracker? Crackers are unleavened bread, aren't they?
Some people have compared it to it, but someday try it. It is not an appetizing thing to spend a week eating.
I like saltine crackers.
Then maybe you'll like matzah.
Ritz are good, too.
So my challenge, do you go to the supermarket?
On occasion. I try and avoid it.
Okay, well, the next time you are at the supermarket, buy a box of matzah. It's not that expensive, and tell me what you think.
And where would I find the matzah? Is it by the crackers?
I don't know. Go into the supermarket, go and say, I'd like a box of matzah.
And what do I say when they say, I don't know what that is?
Show them a picture.
Should I say, it's unleavened bread, you fool?
I'm just suggesting you show them a picture.
But I don't have a picture.
The internet is.
It is. Oh, there's a T and a Z in it.
Yes, though that's.
Oh, okay. Machine-made matzot from Jerusalem.
Well, matzah would singular matzot. That's machine-made. Okay. That stuff's the cheap stuff you can get. You will really dedicate the handmade, and that can cost as much as 25 to 30.
Alrighty, then.
Can we talk about Android now?
Yes, by all means, please. Let's move on to the Android stuff because hey, that's what we're here for, right?
Yeah, Android. I was agreeing
that's
with
what
you on
we
that.
Do. Yes, okay.
You just commented to know what I was talking about, and you...
yeah.
So let's see here. There are going to be Google Play Awards.
Google Play Awards?
Yes.
So basically, this is where they'll make a category and they'll say this is the best app of that category.
You think we have a chance?
We're not an app. Is there a best podcast? I don't see best podcast. I see best game.
I get the impression if there was a best podcast category that we would not be there. But there are categories like standout startup, standout indie, best families app, best use of material design, best use of Google Play game services. What?
Boy, they're not trying to push an agenda here, are they?
Well, you know, the nominees for best use of material design are Bring, Robinhood, The Fabulous, Todoist, and Vivo. Early adopter of a nascent technology or platform, the Go Global, apps or games with great localization and cultural.
Oh, come on. I cannot believe that Ingress is not in that category.
Most innovative. Oh, you can get NYT VR is considered the innovative apps. Didn't they collaborate on that?
I don't know. I don't know what NYT VR is.
New York Times virtual reality.
Oh.
Then we have, of course, Best App, a true representation of beautiful design, Best Game, and that's it.
I hope these aren't the only nominees. Or I guess they are. The full list of categories and nominees.
Yep. Disappointing, wow. Isn't it?
How many of the apps that are there do you use?
None that I know. But, you know, now that there are nominees, I should consider it.
I only have two of the apps installed, and they're both games, and I don't play them.
Well, you know, there are some things here where, you know, maybe I should experiment with, including I want to try out the ones that are listed as most innovative. I don't know what Fast Like a Fox is, or Smart News, or The Fabulous. If they're all games, I'm going to be very bored. Fast Like a Fox
is a game.
But what about something that's useful? Let's see here. Smart News. Nah. Okay, well, I'm not voting in the... Sorry. Anyway, do you know why EU regulators are going after Android?
Because all the Android devices come with the same browser and the same calendar and the same this and the same that. They all come with Google services? Is that why? I'm just guessing here.
Well, the question is that antitrust?
If your
Android smartphone ships with their web search pre-installed as a folder of Google apps prominently displayed, and this being
is it required though?
Is it?
I mean, to get
the Play Store, which
to get the Play.
Well, I don't want to insult the power of Android by itself. It is very powerful, but without the applications,
right? But there are alternative stores. Application stores. Amazon's got one, and I mean there are a few others.
Not in Europe,
right? I think there are other app stores.
No, there are, but if you want the broadest range of apps, you want the Google Play Store.
Yes, you do. Wait, I don't know. You know, I guess it could be considered anti-competitive. It's interesting. I'll go with that. Sure. It might be anti-competitive.
Well, the question is, if you can't remove it, isn't it? See, I wouldn't object to being able to remove some of the apps. I don't remember the last time I turned on Google Books. So there was a proposal a while ago to have these things not stored in the system partition and have them stored where all the other apps are stored. But let's see here. Let's go down to the play section. I have to deal with a whole bunch of plays. So that's a problem for me.
I'm sorry.
That's a problem for me.
I'm sorry. That was the I'm sorry it's a problem, not an I'm sorry I didn't understand.
Well, you realize that years ago it was Internet Explorer where they required required Microsoft to have a menu telling other browsers all in the system.
Yes. And then how the world has changed.
Well, do you remember that one day Microsoft took it out and you said anything?
That's funny.
So, you know, the point is somebody complaining? Now the regulators are coming, but is there evidence that it's actually harming? Now, should Google allow alternatives? Yes. Can they require that people their software? Yes. Can they require that software be shown to people? Yes. But the only thing that they're doing wrong is not making it easy to get rid of it. I have no objection to it being there. I understand the tyranny of the default. But giving people a menu where they could decide for 15 different defaults, doesn't change.
That's kind of annoying.
No, I'm saying it doesn't change that they'll probably pick the first one if they care. So the basic idea is that make sure people can remove it or change it. But I don't have a problem. Something has to be. You shouldn't have to give people 15 choices.
Yep.
So I think this is easy to fix. Moving along, Google issued a Android security report. Apparently they scan over 6 billion apps per day.
That impresses me.
It does.
But it also says they scan devices, not just apps.
Yeah, over 400 million devices to protect user device and network.
Cool. I didn't realize they were this active.
Well, they're trying. It's just, remember, security is an arms race. You know that every time you improve your security, the bad guys will just improve their game too. There are too many smart bad guys.
There are many smart bad guys.
Anyway, moving along. Google is inviting people to test a new travel assistant app. You know what would make this really useful?
If one were to travel?
Well, neither of us travel extensively. We both travel regularly.
That's true.
Although I was getting into a debate with somebody. Exactly how often do you have to travel, in your opinion?
4 times a year.
Okay. 4 times a year on short trips? Or
anything requiring an airplane counts.
Okay. No, because I exclude trips to Washington or Baltimore. Because I could very easily just drive that. I don't because I'm lazy.
Do you drive it? Okay.
No, I'm lazy.
If you get on an airplane, it counts.
Okay. But no, there are people who are on a plane at least.
There are some people who are on a plane daily.
I'm not counting the job involves them. Or were you not thinking of flight attendants and pilots?
I was not thinking of flight attendants and pilots. I was thinking, I don't know, salesmen or executives or, you know.
I know. I saw up in the air.
Yeah, people like that.
Anyway, moving along. Apparently, they're testing an app, which could go into testing. And apparently, it may use some of the guides, check into flight status, some of the stuff they've... But we don't know yet.
But if you're a frequent traveler, it looks cool. I think it looks cool.
I'm always interested. And Google has been rolling out some other new... they did an inbox update that has link store.
Ooh. Well, I've kind of gotten away from inbox.
Well, I'm still using it on my phone, but not on my computer. On my phone, it's very easy to just swipe. I switched the default setting for archive to do...
Ooh.
Sometimes you just want to... Crap.
Sure.
Well, no, for the most part, that's where I go. And but
it is easy to get rid of a whole lot of messages in inbox. A lot easier than it is in Google.
Yeah, so I have one on my phone. The thing is, this new about link sharing. Every so often, the time I send the read later to service that allows me to read it later.
Yes.
But often, if I read something that says there's a sale today, I'll email myself. So I've noticed that when I share things to inbox, it recognizes it's a link and now asks me if I want to store that.
Mm.
So let me see here, because I haven't actually stored a link. So let's say I wanted to store this thing saved to inbox, and it says that it's saved. And if I go into inbox, it now has a save thing.
Oh, no.
They didn't. They're releasing Kindergarten Cop 2 with Dolph Lundgren.
Isn't that so hilarious?
No, that's horrible.
I think it's hilarious.
That can't possibly... That cannot possibly be good. I suppose I'll find out if I want to put myself through. A direct-to-Netflix sequel to Kindergarten Cop starring Dolph Lundgren could not possibly be
good. Yes, it could.
It can only be good in how bad it is.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
I look forward to hearing your...
Okay.
Are you a Dolph Lundgren fan?
I've enjoyed some of his movies, yes.
Well,
All of the Expendables.
We were having a discussion here over Passover... Of it covered basically cheesy 90s action movies that Jean-Claude Van Damme, Steven Seagal.
Oh, yeah.
Also an exhausting discussion, 57.
Was that bad? I liked it.
Well, I believe the discussion centered the fact that you have a situation where you have a guy on a plane, then the plane lands in a town with a racist sheriff, and then they run through a carnival and then get back on the plane.
Yes.
So, other than that, just we also talk. Sometimes you. Anyway, Google Keep is also getting the link share option. And there was a third thing that I heard about when Android released that Google Chrome has this new later service. No, it's like it's basically a save for later extension. They referred to it as the poor man's Instapaper.
Okay.
So, I'm actually glad that saved, but I don't need to be successful. But you never know. The Google camera from in preview.
Wow.
Why wow?
Just neat.
New camera?
Yep.
What camera are you using? A stock or a custom
camera? Stock. I was using manual camera for a while, but turns out you can't control the exposure.
I was going with camera F5 because manual camera might be worth trying if you have a preview.
Hey, speak the devil. I have, of the updates that are available on my phone,
yeah.
Google camera is one of them.
See, you're getting the preview rolling out to all devices. Perfect time.
Cool.
The Google Analytics app got an update to version with a new icon and material
design. Ooh, there's that material design!
But you may notice not a single Google app one. At least they knew it.
No, I think they purposely did not include any of their own apps, including apps done by companies that are owned by Google.
That's what I'm saying. At least they knew. I'm sure it must be somewhere.
What the heck? My phone is getting updated?
It's time for your security app.
No, the phone app.
Oh, that, you never see the phone. Anyway, moving another laptop shell for smartphones. This one's only $99.
It's not and a who to what?
Remember
ooh, a laptop shell, yeah.
Remember I mentioned 100.
Mm-hmm.
See, I sort of like the idea of a laptop.
But they got to give it a better display. Ugh. I'm sorry, but a laptop shell should not have a smaller resolution than the phone. That's just silly.
No, that I'm agreeing with you on. I'm just saying that once you get to a certain point, your phone will have trouble driving it. There may be a diminishing return.
Okay, but if it's less than my phone now, then
no,
that's...
No, I'm agreeing with you on that point. If the quality of the screen that you are jacking it is less than that you jacked it at. But I like the idea where you don't really need a laptop. What you need is the shell that basically will allow you to... I like that idea. I don't know how well that will work. I have a usual laptop that uses as an HDMI monitor, which is good for computers that are really headless. But I don't know. Wouldn't pay $150 for it. Moving along, Harriet Tubman, we ran out of Android.
Sure.
Will be replacing Andrew Jackson on the front of the $20 bill, which I'm very pleased, except for the fact that he's gone.
Is he?
Apparently.
I didn't know that. I knew they were putting her on the front.
Well, basically Hamilton is staying on the front of the $10, and on the back they're going to change over the back to one's right to vote. And on apparently Harriet Tubman will be on the front, and the back, which currently has the White House, will be replaced by Andrew Jackson. But I don't like Andrew
Jackson's going to replace the image of the White House on the back of the $20 bill.
Apparently, by 20.
Yeah, I mean, cool. I mean, yay, recognition of diversity. Yay.
I just don't like Andrew Jackson. I'm not sure I would have picked Harriet Tubman first, but I don't like Andrew Jackson.
But he's always been on the...
So what you're saying is you don't have an Andrew Jackson, you just don't like change.
That's an accurate statement.
Okay. No, I can accept that. I don't like change either. I just don't like Andrew Jackson. Did I ever tell you what happened when I went on my trip to Belfast? You remember I did that.
Possibly.
Right? You remember I went to Belfast?
No.
In October of 2014.
That didn't stop you telling me.
No, I took time off from this podcast and went on a trip and... I saw the Titanic in a hurricane. Don't remember any of that?
No. I believe you told me. I'm not saying you didn't. Okay.
But no.
But the question of do I remember, the answer is no. It does not mean that you didn't tell me. It doesn't mean it didn't happen. It doesn't mean that I didn't enjoy it when you were telling me the first time.
But I told you this part of it.
I don't remember.
So I took a tour bus to go and see.
Did you have to give it back?
No, I took a tour with a bus.
Oh.
And
how do you? Okay.
Yeah, that was during the hurricane. But I don't think I mentioned at the time that the driver spent about 20 minutes talking to Jackson and how he was. So a tour bus driver in Northern Ireland wanted to talk about how wonderful Andrew Jackson was on a tour. That is not why I don't like Andrew Jackson. I'm not sure if you...
Not really.
How about this? He killed a lot of Indians.
Okay.
Destroyed the financial system in the United States for a few years. Anyway, beyond my dislike, it won't happen until... Jerry, okay. Will we still be doing the podcast in 2030?
You know, anything's possible.
Okay, I'll consider that a commitment, or at least a contract renewal. and finally, Roberts is dead.
Who?
You do this every time I'm... Not all. Doris Roberts was an actress. Her last one, playing the mother on...
A show which, probably not surprisingly, I don't watch.
It's off the air, except in reruns.
I'd explain it.
I'm very sad because she was frequently a supporting character and actress in many things. I did consider talking about the artist.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what I could say about
him. He's gone.
I admit my music tastes are as you may. But in honor of passing of my favorite classic movie and all the top billable except one, which actually... Anyway, so as I said, there isn't that much going on this week in terms of Android I would talk about. And I'm looking forward to next week where I will be something. And I know I will be back in my nice warm studio.
Yay!
Any final wrap up for...
Here's hoping for a good week.
I always...
Yep.
And just to cover everything, don't celebrate Passover, what I'm here celebrating. Happy German Arbor Day and happy DNA Day. Today is, of course, National DNA Day, the day in 1983 when James Watt, Francis Crick, Maurice Wilk published papers on the structure.
Ooh.
Today is DNA Day. It is also Freedom Day and Portal Flag Day, the Faroe Island. Oh, it's Parental Alienation Awareness Day, which is part of a global awareness campaign to raise awareness about parental alienation. So just make sure that today you are aware that There should not be alienation.
Okay.
Also World Malaria Day.
It's too many days.
Well, you notice that there's a new one every week. It's also the 115th anniversary of the first U.S. state license plate. And you know I celebrate that every year.
I'm sure.
I'm not serious.
No, I don't.
Have I said so many strange things on this podcast that you know what sort of person I am?
Yes.
You can't tell when I'm joking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I figured. Shall we adjourn?
Let's adjourn. I'm sorry, I was eating ice. How wooed of me. Okay, so, didn't we say goodbye? I'm pretty sure we said goodbye.
Yeah.
Why are we still here?
I don't know.
Oh, we were talking about days.
I don't know.
Because you didn't want to hit the hang up button. You know, there's a button that says hang up. We should hit that. And we'll come back next week and do more of this.
Okay. I just thought it was like the end of Ferris Bueller, where you watch the entire credits and then why are you still here?
Pretty much, yep.
Okay. Bye now.